Blog Talk Radio. Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational.
Hello?
So the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
To the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show. This is week 136, and we're very honored to have with us today Miss Magical, our own Miss Magical from the Gold Ring. And right now we do have Gary somewhere over there in America, grounding the energies.
Hello, Jen, Christy. Hello, everyone. Is this the party to whom I'm speaking?
No. How did you think that?
Is this Joe's Crab Shack?
Something like that.
I'll take a dozen, please.
Oh, dear. It's going to be one of those nights I can tell.
Week number 136. Goodness sakes. And we've got an exciting show lined up for everyone today with our very own Miss Magical, my baby sister. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be fun.
It's fabulous to be here. And it's absolutely pouring down over here where I am in the UK.
Again.
What's new?
it's doing it again here as well. But there have been some sunny days in between. But
yes,
funny how it's raining when we're on the show. How that happens, yeah.
Sometimes
well, remember what I said last week. Water from the sky is always a gift.
Oh, it's a blessing, isn't it? And being that we're speaking about blessings, why don't we play A Million Blessings by Miss Magical?
Only a million?
Well, How many do you want?
How about a plethora?
It's a good start.
It's a good start. Yeah, there she is. There she is now.
And in fact, it would be nice if I could find it first, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
It was, sorry. No, it's not a word. It's no, I can't find it. Hang on. I uploaded that this week. But weird things are happening on this switchboard, I must say. In fact, were we logged into different ones earlier?
That's for sure.
Something like that happened, didn't it? Well, if we can't
find
that.
It's all the golden light, isn't it?
Anyway, how are you, Miss Magical? It's lovely to have you back.
Yes, welcome back, darling. Good to have you back.
It's a real honour for me to be here, and especially with you two guys, my brother and sister of life.
It's an honour for me to be here.
Very happy to be here.
It's lovely to see you again. Well, not that I can see you, but I have seen you before, haven't I?
Yes.
Over there in Avebury.
More than once.
We've met a few times, haven't we, in Avebury? But I won't actually be going there this year, will you?
I'm not sure yet, actually. I'm leaving everything open at the moment. I think that's just the way forward at the moment in this 2012 energy. And it's nice to feel that freedom.
Yeah, being in the moment just going from one moment to the next. Yeah, that's always a good one.
Yeah.
I found the song, by the way.
I did too. It's all right. It's right there. But I was just
Okay.
The only reason I'm not going to go to Avebury is because the very same week we have the Dalai Lama coming to Manchester. And I thought, well, really, Avebury will be there next year with a bit of luck. And the Dalai Lama is like a once-in-a-lifetime occurrence to go see him.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're even that lucky, yeah.
I know. So I thought I cannot miss going to see him. And that's on the Sunday the 17th. And so I thought I'll go there and do that.
We must have
year.
A full report afterwards.
Oh, yeah, we will do. Okay, we'll open Miss Magical's part of the show with A Million Blessings. So here we go. It's a beautiful song.
Here we go. A plethora of blessings.
Love, abundance, joy, bliss, harmony, wonderment, artistry, magic. It's A beautiful song, Miss Magical there. And our theme is that music is very healing because of its vibration, as we're a vibration as well. And they say that especially classical music is healing, and they say that if school children have classical music playing in the background while they're studying, that it goes in better. Well, I don't know how true that is, but Miss Magical's music is beautiful and really healing. So are you there, Missy? I'm calling Missy.
Yes,
for
I
short
am.
Answer.
Thank you, Jan. Thank you for your lovely comments.
And it's so true. Music does really, nothing alters our vibrations, I don't think, better than music. Mm. It changes our vibrations. It changes the way we feel. If we don't like the way we're feeling in any given moment, put on a piece of music. What does that do? That changes you, you know?
Balances your chakras.
Right. And it also transcends time. You know, you take a recording like, you know, A Million Blessings, for an example, you know, that'll go on long after we're, you know, no longer around.
So we
hopefully. and continue to elevate the vibrations of whoever's listening. You know?
Yeah, what a legacy.
Right, and you do the same thing, John Christie. But
thank you.
Nothing transcends time. I don't think better than music, except maybe comedy. That also does, but
it does. But music also, as you said, it transcends time. Not only because when you put a piece of music on, if it triggers a memory, it can take you about 50 years, can't it? Well, if you're that old, that is.
Yes, it can. Mm-hmm. And that's how time is bent. That's how our perception of time is changed and altered. Is that way? You know, through memory, and you know, I remember like it was yesterday. Well, you know, what's the difference?
Well, it was. You go down the wormhole in time, don't you?
Right. Yeah. You know, linear time is nothing but an illusion anyway.
Right.
You know? But
that's very true.
And again, a way to circumnavigate or you know go around all that is through what? Through music. Yeah, I love it. I love music.
Yeah,
I believe that music actually creates a shift in our very being, because it actually, the vibration, the resonance and the frequency that comes from music, if there's a magical intention behind that music especially, you can shift molecules, literally. So we're upgrading our molecules by listening to music, and if there's an intention within that music to do so and create healing, then that's what will happen. And music's a two-way thing. It's not just about the music being presented and projected. It's about the receiver and the way that music is received. And so it's like healing. If you give healing, you'll find it effective if it's received by someone in the right way, and then it becomes very effective. And it's the same with music. If it's received in the way it's given, then it will shift your very being. I had that experience recently with sound baths. Mm-hmm. People created a sound bath around us, and it was just incredible. And that was with gongs and didgeridoo.
Ooh,
yes,
lovely.
I've had a few of those here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're brilliant, aren't they? And
yes.
We also played a CD of a sound bath through my PA system, which is like 10,000 watts or 20,000 watts or whatever it is. And it was just incredible. And even though the musicians weren't live there, you felt like they were, you know. But I've been to live sound baths, and they're just the draft as well that the gongs create all adds to the sensation, doesn't it, when you're laying on the floor on a mat. It's just absolutely incredible. If you haven't
I've never
had one,
experienced that,
but
it sounds absolutely wonderful.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So,
it
sounds quite yummy.
It's an unbelievable, it's an experience, because you're also going to meditation while it's happening. And it's a very powerful meditation. It's like being on a shamanic journey, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, it's very effective for healing, particularly. And I know that the people with the big gongs that are using them for healing, and they'll treat people that have some very serious health issues, and indeed people with brain injuries. I know they're very effective with people with brain injuries. So it just that just goes to prove that, you know, music, I mean, it's the universal language of love, and that's just in this universe, you know, that we're aware of. And it crosses all language barriers. And particularly with the meditation I'm going to do today, it's a DNA activation in the star language, which comes through the Pleiadian portal. And it's quite unusual because it's the language is like the language of all languages combined together. And it bypasses the mind completely and actually projects straight into the heart, the high heart, in fact.
Yeah.
And it's very effective because it's not, you're not attached to what the words mean, if you like. It just goes in, just being what it is. And it's been something that's been quite difficult to do in a way, because you really have to get out of the way and be just a conduit and flowing, you know, allowing that to flow through you and not be attached. Otherwise, you just sit there going red, you know, you'd be thinking, I'm just singing gobbledygook and everyone's laughing. So in order to do that, it's like any form of healing. If something comes to you and you know to do it, then you have to do it. And it's knowing the truth in that first moment and not saying, oh, but that's silly. And all those, you know, we're conditioned to doubt everything that we do. But that first intuitive yes that you know is going to be effective in your heart. You know, the things that we never did because of doubt or fear in the past. It's 2012 now, and we've got to go forward with our knowings, because that's where real healing is happening now. So that's just a little bit about the star language and what I'm going to do in the meditation.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, it's like when you're doing a healing and you have to step out of the way, if you're doing an energy healing, to step out of the way and let the energies that are helping you to come through. And it's the same when you're singing or doing any sort of music, isn't it? You have to sing like there's nobody listening, and dance like nobody can see you, you know, and just, you know, do your thing without any inhibitions, really.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about. And just let the energies, you know, the energies of the light, and make sure that you are working with energies of the light by surrounding yourself with light, and just let them come through and do their thing, do their thing.
I like to sing solo.
I know, Gary.
Solo that nobody can hear me.
You sing tenor as well.
Or I can sing tenor, 10 or 12 miles away, right.
Oh dear. Have you got your fried bread yet, Gary?
I constantly fry it.
Do you?
And I got to tell everyone, Miss Magical is quite yummy on it. No, I'm kidding.
It's quite fattening, you know, Gary. Fried bread.
Well, very, very much so. Yeah. If I ate nearly as much fried bread as I said I did, I'd weigh like 400 pounds.
I'm toying with the idea of becoming vegetarian again in order to raise my vibration even further. But, I did it once before and it was very empowering. But then I went back to eating a little bit of meat again. So are you vegetarian, Miss Magical?
I'm mainly vegetarian. I mean, I was vegetarian for about 4 years. And then around Christmas time, I had a small amount of meat. And I found, because I don't eat much fish, that I actually started feeling like I needed something, and but I generally don't eat meat or much fish, really.
No,
I still have dairy.
Right. Well, they're gifts, aren't they?
I like being without
definitely
it
gifts.
Oh, for lengths of time myself, and I enjoy that. I haven't done it in a while. This time last year, I was actually living with a Ayurvedic Swami and eating a diet of a Swami, so that was interesting.
What do Swamis eat?
Nothing. No meat. Absolutely no meat. Beans and rice and vegetables and dairy. They do have dairy, milk and cheese and so forth.
Yeah. Well, no animals have to die to get those. But,
nothing, right.
It would be brilliant when we can all live on the sunlight, won't it? Like some people in India.
Right.
That would be brilliant. For one thing, I'm not that into cooking. You know, my idea of cooking is, ping, dinner's ready.
Right.
No, I do cook a Sunday lunch sometimes, you know, but I can't sort of really imagine cooking it with a nut meatloaf, a nut loaf instead of meatloaf. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to say anything else about the healing energies when you're doing your singing, Miss Magical?
Yeah, I will say that when I do the transmission in the star language, that it's very much like I said before, it's about the bringing that through and the receiving of that. So everyone who's listening, you know, when we go into that heart space and I do that, it's very, you know, just know to receive that, because that is for you. And it's, you know, it's not easy to say, well, this is what I'm going to do. But because I have a knowing that that comes to me for a purpose, I'm giving that and presenting that. But it's in the receiving of it that you'll get the benefit, basically. And as we represent 7 billion people here in this room tonight, and as we receive this and we upgrade our DNA and we evolve, then so do the others. So that's what I'm trying to say, is that we're representing all of humanity in that moment.
That's right.
And there is so much to that. There's more to that than we realize.
Yes.
That you know, holding space for the rest of the planet, we're all beginning to do. And there has been, you know, there was a time not that long ago, actually, when there were just a few that were doing that, and not much else. And now there are more and more of us.
Well, that's right. I mean,
yes.
since I've been on the Gold Ring, I think I joined the Gold Ring three weeks after it was created, and now there's over 6,000 members on there.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
Well, the three of us have been around for a couple of days now, and yeah.
So many people
I couldn't remember
right
before
there
were 1,000 members. Yeah.
Yeah. So, shall we click on the link and do your wonderful song, Surrender? Because we do
have
a video of that, Miss Magical.
Yes.
Are you there?
And we also have a backstory on this, don't we? Isn't there?
We do. I mean, would you like me to introduce it while you're putting the link in?
You want the link in?
Yes, would you click the link? And I'll put the link in again. Click the video link. Pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send a heart up in the chat room. And while we're waiting for that, go ahead and tell us the story about this song.
Okay. Well, this song we used this song in the Gold Ring initiation process, because there was a part of the process in the Gold Ring initiations, which was the surrender. And I had written this song called Surrender, and I asked Larry, who's my producer, Larry Lush, he came over and I said, you know, I'd love this song to be part of the process for the Gold Ring initiations. And we sat and we all kind of channeled together the production of this song. And it's very, very beautiful. And in fact, it was used in my own initiation, which was gorgeous. And
I remember.
Yes, and I think it's my best video that I've ever made. But as a song, it's just very pretty, very beautiful. And of course, Natty Nat Star singing harmonies with me,
mm-hmm.
and playing flute, and it's just a gorgeous song. And the songs, they surprise me as much as anyone when they come, because they're, you know, that it's a body of work that comes to me in from source. And what I like to say is, when I'm writing in that very channeled way, is that basically is what we're all saying. And I just speak for all of us in that moment. So I speak for all 7 billion people in that moment. And that's what I call channeling.
Yes, me too. And I was at your initiation. It was absolutely wonderful.
As I was. Yeah. And
yes.
It was a beautiful piece of music that emerged out of that, this song. And it was a beautiful story. And I'm honored to be a part of it.
Mm. Okay, then. So if everybody pulls up the players, and while I do the countdown, pause your player while I count you down, and then we'll play the video and the soundtrack at the same time. We have the soundtrack uploaded to Switchboard so that people who are just listening in can hear it.
So, Jan, people need to mute their YouTube player.
Gary, mute the sound, and the heart is your ticket to let us know that you're ready. And here come the hearts.
Okay, so I'll start counting down.
In her inimitable fashion, can count us down.
Right. Okay, here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play.
I surrender.
sensational must be my spirit, inspirational in splendor. Must be my words, immaculate, my actions,
And right now, it's time to light our candles. We light our candles because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are as always, to send love, light and healing out to all mankind and all around the world. We also light our candles to represent the fire of spirit, and our Creator. And it represents the light that we take out into the world to help other people to light their lights, if they so wish. And I've also lit Sandag Champa. It's beautiful smelling incense. It purifies the atmosphere and creates positivity. And it's very important that we create positivity. And I'd just like to share with you what I received this morning when I awoke. Well, you know how the fallen angels don't have any light. They have to feed off other people's lights. And that they have to promote negativity in us in order to get our light, or our light is too pure for them to use. Well, this morning, I was shown a negative of a piece of film and shown that negatives of film are devoid of light. And it reminded me that that is why it's so important that we remain absolutely positive. As the less light we retain, the more negative we become, and vice versa. The more negative we become, the less light we retain. And as you know, we need as much light as we can retain to raise our vibrations as high as possible. So I thought I'd just share that with you. This is a live show and we do everything live. So now that we've cleansed the atmosphere, we're going to invite the angelic realm to join us. And we'd like to ask for the assistance, first of all, of the Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael, please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth.
love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light, and healing out to all mankind all around the world. Divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. And the energies of St. Andrew Jesus and Magdalene, please be with us now. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our head, while we have guides, inspirers, and guardian angels to assist us in sending out the healing. And right now we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead
and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much. And our special guest is Miss Magical.
Hi, Jan. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start the meditation by saying my brass bell here, which will just open sacred space around us. And I'd like to ask that everybody receives this transmission for their DNA activation. It's in the receiving that this is effective. And as we receive this transmission, I too, as I bring it, we represent all of humanity because we want to create the shift where we're all uplifted, not just ourselves here today. So I'm going to begin. And when I'm singing the language, don't be attached to the sound of the language, almost just feel it on a very deep level into your heart space, in your higher heart. Jan?
Hello, did you cue music, Gary? Because we don't want any, thank you.
We're not having music. I'm going to do it with the drum, actually. I usually do this with the guitar, but I'm going to do it with the drum, with my sacred drum. And I'm going to actually sing into the drum, which causes some reverb. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks.
So as a group, if we can center, go into that heart space, take a breath, and receive.
Mukutai ki mai ye ti sunaye tu tum Thank you.
transmission for the rest of the week. And we're going to bring this magic to life. Thank you to the angelic realm as well for being with us. And for everyone out there, we're co-creating the beautiful energies that we're co-creating right now. Deva Pramal, Gayatri Mantra. Whew, that's very beautiful. That was a very powerful meditation, this magical. Very healing.
I love the Gayatri Mantra.
Lovely.
I love that version of it. I hadn't heard that version with the heartbeat in the with the beat. That was quite wonderful.
Mm.
Anyway, we're back. That was the first I'd heard that.
Well, the music's back.
How did that happen?
Just fading out, was it? Okay.
You gotta love Bong Talk Radio.
I know. It does its own thing, doesn't it? Whatever it feels like doing. We just go along with the ride.
They do the Big Bong Theory over at Blog Talk Radio. You've heard of the Big Bang Theory. I like the Big Bong Theory myself.
That's right.
God smoked a big bong, and here we are.
And are you there, Miss Magical? Hello?
Is she with us?
Oh, I'm sorry.
There
I'm
she was, yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. Most of the I've done whole shows on mute before.
I know.
It takes a lot to shut me out, but the mute usually does it.
No, it's getting late here. It's 11:15 PM over here in the UK. And
just grab another cuppa and you'll be all right.
Yeah, Jan, mine says 11:09.
Well mine's a bit fast probably. I always like to have my clock a bit fast. But what I mean is, when you're up early in the morning, it's a long day, isn't it?
Yes.
So
it's a long day, but it's a long, beautiful day.
Yes, it is. So we're leaving our chakras open, aren't we? So that we can continue to receive the transmissions.
Yes.
And I wanted to remark very quickly, Miss Magical, on the... on that chant you did, that was very much Pleiadian. I felt the Pleiadian energy coming through you, and it reminded me of music of home, from home. So kudos to you and the creation of that, or the sending out of that, of being the hollow bone and allowing that energy through you. It was quite magnificent. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very powerful.
Sat with one of the crystal skulls that I'd seen in a vision some time ago, and I don't have many visions, so it's quite profound. She's a Pleiadian queen, a skull made from apatite, which is like a kind of bluey turquoise colour, with a darker vein through it. Anyway, I managed to sit with this skull and communicate with this crystal skull in Hot Springs when I was last there. And I did some actual... She said to me, when you sing in tongues, we sing with you. And I knew she was a Pleiadian queen. And when I did, I actually did some singing with her on the stage with another lady, and she sang with another skull. They pretty much said they wanted to sing. And I sang that language, and then the keepers of the skull, Dennis and Cindy, when I got off the stage, they said they talk to us in that language all the time. And you could have knocked me down with a feather, because the acknowledgement, because when you do far out stuff like that, you know, it can be difficult. You know, it can be, you kind of pushing yourself to do it, and, you know, you're scared because it's so unusual.
It's so out there, right.
Yes, it's really out there. And so it's so fabulous when you get that kind of acknowledgement. And so I really appreciate your recognition, Gary and Jan and everyone here. It means a lot to me. So thank you very much.
Yeah, you've...
that was brilliant.
We've all come out of our spiritual closets quite well, and you're doing so quite nicely. Yeah. Yeah, it's so out there, yet it can't be denied, you know?
I know, it's absolutely tremendous. And you're actually going back to Hot Springs shortly, And you're going to be singing with Translucidus, who was in the chat room earlier. I don't know if he's still in there, is he? Yes, he is. And he's a brilliant guitarist. Wow.
He's amazing. He's amazing. I'll actually put the link in, perhaps he could do it through his website.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
just the most. He's the most amazing guitar player and the most amazing man. And I'm going over there, and we're going to be doing a couple of gigs together, and just playing music, enjoying ourselves. And we're going to go down to Hot Springs, and the Skulls are actually going to be meeting us there. Some
wow.
of which are these people.
Wonderful.
Keeps Arena and Osh and some of the other Skulls are going to meet us there.
And when will that be?
That will be on the 25th. We'll arrive in Hot Springs.
Ah.
But I'm going to St. Louis first to meet the Translucidus and play some music and get used to some of each other's songs.
So there you have it, folks. Miss Magical is
coming
to America.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Yes. And she's going to be singing with the website is www.rogercosterman.com. So you can check out his music on his website, and I'll be doing that later. So that's
tremendous. And the other thing about Roger is that the other thing about Roger is his website is incredible. It's a trip.
Wow.
So don't just go there for the music. Go there for the light that's there as well as the music, because it's tremendous.
Brilliant. Okay, then. Wow.
Okay, then. Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Speaking of Crystal Skulls, I was voted on the Order of the Crystal Skulls once.
Wow.
The Crystal Numbskulls. No. Anyway.
There's something I'd just quickly like to say about the Crystal Skulls. It's something that I realized when I was there at the event, the first Crystal Skulls festival there in Hot Springs last October. And, of course, there'll be another one this October, which I'll be attending also and playing at. And I know that Translucidus will be playing there as well. Is that what I realized was is the crystal is a very advanced being, and they're wisdom keepers and knowledge holders. And when they're in skull form, and this doesn't matter if they're ancient skulls or modern skulls, when they're carved in crystal or amethyst or whichever of the precious advanced beings, when they're carved in skull form, the skull actually becomes the interface. It's very difficult for those beings to get into this dimension where we reside, where they can communicate with us. And believe you me, they do communicate. When you sit with your hands on one of those skulls, they communicate with you. And so the skull, the human skull shape being the interface between their dimension and ours. And quite often you'll see the skulls will be in a circle together, facing outwards, and the skull you're sitting with, there'll be a council of skulls, and they hold the energy for the skull that you're communicating with to actually come through. It's an amazing experience, and if you've never experienced that, and you know there's going to be crystal skulls events near you, do go along and just feel the energy. And if you get a chance to communicate with the skulls, I highly recommend it.
Yes, I have.
As really do I.
There were some over here in England. Well, they're still here. I believe there's about 13 in the world being found. Is that right? And they all communicate with each other because they're like full of microchips. You know, they are very, very advanced. In fact, we haven't obtained the technology yet, have we?
We do have the technology, Jan, because they, you know, it's about, again, it's like, you know, in the receiving. So as if you want, we have the technology to communicate with those skulls, whereas our computers don't necessarily, or our, our radio waves don't pick it up. But
our higher selves have that capability.
Our hearts hear them speaking to us.
Yeah.
And so we do, in fact, have the technology. And again, there are 13 ancient skulls, I believe. But I mean, Tsarina is not, as far as I know, an ancient skull. I did sit with an ancient skull. And the modern skulls are very communicative. And they hold, because those stones, what they're made of, the actual crystals, whether it be amethyst, rose quartz, whatever, clear quartz, whatever the consistency, they are that advanced. They are that old. They are ancient, in fact. They were just carved in more modern times to bring that interface between their dimension and ours.
Mm.
So if you get a chance to lay your hands on a crystal skull, it doesn't matter whether it was carved last week or, you know, last millennium.
No, and you can actually buy little tiny ones, can't you?
Yes, yes. I have a small one. And
yeah, in fact, they choose us. We don't choose them.
Yes, indeed they do. And many of the people that I spoke to, keepers of the skulls, were telling me their stories of how they, you know, how the skulls came about to them.
Yeah.
And they're like miracles. They're amazing, the way they've come into their lives.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, this man was before his time when he wrote this song, so I'll just give this one a quick spin.
This is my favourite song of all time.
Yeah. Don't go away. Thank you so much for being with us. Sharon, she's a very great medium. And we'll just say good night to Gary.
Well, good night, everyone. We've got about 4 minutes left, and thank you all for being here, and thank you, Miss Magical.
It's been an absolute pleasure, and just beautiful, beautiful energy, and thank you for the opportunity, and just blessings to everyone, and 2012, here we go.
I know, and thank you.
Much love and many blessings to all of you, and much love and blessings on your journey, Miss Magical. It sounds exciting. You're coming back to the States, so that's wonderful.
Brilliant.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it. And for anyone that doesn't have my album, it's a free gift, and you can get that at www.missmagicalmusic.com. So please do go and receive the album. And namaste.
Namaste. And she's also on YouTube. Goodbye. God bless. And thank you.
And I just put it in the chat room.
With this one. Deep Forest Lullaby.
Thank you, everyone. I love you all. We'll see
you. Thank you.
We love you all. Thanks for being with us. Bye.